So this episode of Mary Jane and Munchies is definitely rated
Talking
R.
About sex.
Definitely rated R. Put the children up. This is not about them right now, okay?
Orgasms, clitoris.
No, it. Best friend always embellishes on this shit.
Anuses.
It is a sex sensitive episode, letting you into the weird white people drawn trials and testing bases of the 80s, but also giving you a real cute perspective and letting you know how you can keep it, you know, sexy. Because this is sex sensitive, baby. And if you didn't know, there is some sativa involved. So prepare yourself for the strains and go ahead and get that next level knowledge. Get high, lift it, and use your brain. That's what we support. Don't get fried enough for your brain not to work. Bye. Oh, I don't know if you knew this, but best friend.
What?
We're streaming on all platforms. Alright, Lloyd. So, this is
Mary Jane and
Munchies.
Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Yeah. That was a good take.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that goes on one of the albums. Yeah.
Right. Because we're just going to have a whole album of different Mary Jane and Munchies.
Yeah.
It'd be like Mary Jane and Munchies.
Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane. Munchies. Okay. What are we smoking? Because it's great.
We are smoking a combination of God's Gift. Shout out to my anonymous donor, who I love. And I'm like you. And, that's it. I think I had a weird nug that I just had.
I think I had some wedding rings.
Okay, so probably it's a combination of those. Combination of God's Gift and wedding runts, you say?
Runts, yeah. The runts are out here, baby. They're not messing about.
We out here, baby. Okay, so look at God, we're in December and we've barely gotten any snow. It was a dusting. It's been raining a lot, but you know, I am 100% secure in the fact that this winter is going to be a weird one. How have you been taking it in?
It's been hot, cold, and like it's been nerve wracking.
You're hot.
Trying to keep like COVID free in such shifting weather, but then that hasn't been too bad. I really actually enjoyed this good weather pot every once in a while.
I mean, to be real with you, I think precipitation is just a win or lose game when you have arthritis. Sometimes you'd be like, all right, so I know it's drizzling. But have you ever known when it was raining hard or when it's gonna snow? There's a difference between snow and rain when you got arthritis. I put that on my
breach.
That you feel it different. You'd be like, snow make it burn in a different way. It make them joints be like, God damn, it's cold. Oh, shit.
That's exactly what my joints say. Get! You don't even need to be this cold.
It don't make no
dough. Humans ain't supposed to be out here like this.
It ain't right. No, it's not at all.
Just feel like you gotta wear layers, protect yourself, and smoke you a doobie, a blunt, a pearl, whatever you call it. Have you one rolled at all times, and try to smoke where you have a little bit of shade from the wind. That rain, snow wind in the wintertime ain't no joke. Take your whole blunt with it.
So I just want to shout out Sharifa's Island Cuisine right now. And before it wraps up, our lovely friend is...
A giveaway for single parents, specifically geared toward Boston residents and families affected by gun violence. So if you know anybody in the Boston area that you can donate for or needs those things, go ahead and hit up Sharifa's Island Cuisine on Instagram at Sharifa's Island Cuisine, all one word, _, on Instagram for more details and information. You know, we philanthropic or whatever.
I want some food right now. I want some right now. I wish for Sharifah's cuisine. Sharifah's cuisine. I'm trying to conjure it up.
A la cuisine. A la cuisine!
My nigga!
That's what you was thinking. That's what you
thought. Yeah. You know, I watched way too much Iron Chef.
Get some ASAP.
Ayúdame. Well, does that mean help? That means help. Well, yeah, help yourself to some Sharifah Island cuisine. Yeah.
Mm.
All right. So today we are talking about
sex.
And sativa.
Sex.
And sativa.
And sex.
And sativa. So look here. You ever know that you have, like, be more prone to feeling that skin euphoria? So I went and I was like, let's do some research into this issue. Let's get into it in just a minute. We gotta paint these bitches.
And now a word from our sponsor, Sharifah's Island Cuisine. Trinidadian Specialties presents their second annual Single Parents Drive. If you want more information about it, check out the post on her IG page at Sharifah's Island Cuisine, one word. Click the link in the bio or scan the QR mobile device. The deadline for online applications is October 30th. Families affected by gun violence are highly encouraged to apply first. Boston residents only. Children ages 0 to 17 years old. Their parents are asked to apply. Now, just a little personal note about this. This has been a really trying year with COVID, so anything you do is going to help these families. But most importantly, families, we know that you're out here listening to the podcast. Go ahead and click that link in her bio. Apply, and your family can be one of those amazing families chosen that's going to have a wonderful holiday season.
Please donate to our girl, Sharifah Island Cuisine, by December 20th, 2021. These families really, really could use your help. It doesn't take much. Go ahead and visit her again at her email at Sharifah, sharifahl@gmail.com. Please email us daily for drop-off locations, new old toys, gifts, and non-perishables are highly appreciated. As long as it's wrapped up new, as long as it's in pure condition, drop it off. It could change somebody's life. Remember that. This was Mary Jane and
Munchies.
Some freaking Chick-fil-A. So.
Hootie hoo! I mean, this show is about Mary Jane and Munchie.
Why she gonna tell me right in a sequence of us actually trying to get this podcast going? She's like, you know, one thing that the locals missing? Now, Peter told me this. I don't know who she was talking about. But she was like, there's no food on the logo. So we're going to have to get that fixed.
Yeah.
You know, it will happen. But right now, I want you to understand that it is about sex and sativa. According to Self, cannabis has a bit of mixed reputation when it comes to sex. But through all the statistics, we have learned through the 80s, of course, the 70s and 80s, where it was psychedelic. They did a series of tests on people to see the effects on weed. And guess what they did? They just gave them a whole bunch of weed and was like, go fuck. Fuck each other, fuck your wife, fuck your husband. And know somebody else in these streets, but no family. Yeah, that's after you got to tell people to
set due to the fact that marijuana is a Schedule A drug. Research is scattered, limited, and mostly white males answer the test because they're not worried about going to jail for smoking.
Right. It was like 62% was white males. They were all white too. They had no black people doing it because obviously black people was doing it. There was somebody in the country that was not using the marijuana as a test. They knew it was a result.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed, like, excuse me, do you know that cannabis is supposed to have effects with, like, impotence?
I've kind of heard that. I would think it'd be more related to the fact that marijuana can be a depressant and it can be a downer.
You think, whoa.
It can.
Say that again for the people.
It can be a depressant and it can be a downer. You know what I mean? It can be a depressant and it can be a downer. It can, especially mixed with alcohol. Ooh. Remember our post we did one time, don't mix booze and your cannabis?
Yeah. That's actually one thing you need to know. 100% I've heard about it taking down your sperm count.
But I think those are much more tied around marijuana abuse.
Yeah.
Not use.
Yeah, when you smoke in like more than 10 grams a day. That can lower down your
self. I think it's less about consumption and more about, are you smoking to enjoy the cannabis?
Right.
Or is the cannabis enjoying you?
Right.
The more you know.
I feel like this. What I found. It varies from person to person because we all have an inner cannabinoid system, as you know. So, depending on how... your tolerances and what goes on in the day-to-day for you, it could be that you are using and abusing. And it seems like a lot of the time when you are using cannabis before sex, you're either using it because you're decompressing,
mm-hmm.
And you just want to be relaxed and actually be able to enjoy, which is honestly... That's how, because our life is so vigor-filled, I understand that.
Now. Yeah, the rigors of existence can be many.
Right. Especially up here living in Boston. Mm-hmm, shoot, mm-hmm. I need to breathe. I don't even want to touch my man because I don't want to give him that bad energy. But as an enhancement, I don't know nothing about that being upgrading the sexual experience. Because I can be sober or I can be actually under the influence of cannabis. And that's all good to me.
I respect that. I would think from my perspective, it improves it. It gives me more body movement and it just makes it a more relaxed experience. I also think that it gets people out of their own head and forces you to be more present in the moment, which again increases experience.
On a side note, I did know that it does increase libido for some people. So
definitely does. I think that for me, it has always increased my libido. I love it as an add-on, especially if it's during, actively smoking while we're doing the act. Because I'm, Mary Jane and
my cheese. What, puffy?
Just like somebody likes to eat during that. To me, it's not for everybody, but those that it's for, it's just really what sets it all off.
Well, I do want to notarize that they are... three major strains that you should try if you're trying to have that sativa charge. Six. Okay, now.
Depression.
Now, the first one off top of the dome has to be horse. Now, if you don't know nothing about no...
horse. Get your hands over here, horse.
That is actually an Egyptian god. And, I don't know if y'all have ever seen any Egyptian anything, but they just be on Africa and they start off pretty naked. Their society didn't have no
life. Very muscle chested.
Building.
It's a vibe.
You know.
It's a vibe.
Whenever you can build pyramids.
It's a vibe.
You wear actual dog heads and cat heads, and that's how you do your pictures. You might be on some different level-ish. You know what I'm saying? But horse is one. Mm-hmm. And then Tropicana cookies. Now.
I like all thing cookies. Oh,
so do you actually like the cookie strain?
Yeah.
Oh, for real? Now, with the Tropicana cookies, and keeping that also in mind, we've all tried these strains. So you tried Tropicana cookies and horse with me. But Tropicana cookies is actually the superior strain out of the Girl Scout cookies, out of the animal cracker cookies. Sometimes it's animal cookies. And I feel like it's usually a weaker strain, but Tropicana cookies surprised me.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, girl. I love Tropicana cookies, and I would love to have that strain on a tea date with a spot of tea. You know what I'm saying?
Just a spot of tea.
Just a little cobalt.
Not the whole freaking pole.
I just want a copa. Alright, so the last one is MTF. Look, MTF is the strain that have you crunked up. It's kind of like a ghost train or a haze strain. It's kind of geary into like getting you that real cerebral euphoric charged up energy. So, you know, I mean, if you're looking for that type of jazz, you gotta be willing to initiate it. But I also want to bring in this honorable mention.
What?
Whip it. Yo.
Whip it real good.
We wouldn't be real chefs. We wouldn't be real fans. We wouldn't be real supporters if we didn't talk about Cardi's.
Whip it real good.
Whip shots. Now, best friend.
Yeah.
Look at that. They got that caramel, that mocha, that vanilla. Do you know that 10% of alcohol has never looked so appetizing? And honestly, when I saw Cardi just, I think it was on IG, I just saw her just do those quality classic. That is the whip can. Of course, you releasing the whippage on your tongue. Whipped cream is definitely a holiday favorite, and she is a marketing genius. You put it on top of your hot cocoa, your eggnog, yo boo-boo, you know what I'm saying? You could just apply where you need it, you know what I'm saying? And this is for the listeners who be drinking a lot of alcohol or just need a little something. It's about a level of an extract, girl. Stop tripping. You're gonna get a little, you're gonna get something like that, you know what I'm saying? It's not nothing deep. 10%, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But 10% of mocha, vanilla, and caramel.
I'm going for the caramel.
Okay, you want that caramel?
I taste just like candy.
I taste just like
candy. Don't lick me up. I taste just like candy.
Now, I will say that, you know what would be really good? I would love to have some Eddie apple pie, right? Eddie infused apple pie. So, and then a whip of a whip shots right on top. Now, you cannot tell me that. You know?
With a piece of wax.
No. Oh, can it be like a caramel wax brittle?
Now we can.
All right, y'all.
Bom, 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 bom.
Think about that while we pay these bills.
Bom, bom, bom.
All right. Now. What's up? I'm your girl, Kasia, chef, influencer, and wellness queen, coming to you to tell you about my YouTube channel, Queenie Jump, where I teach you how to hashtag cook good and look good on the logo. What is cook good and look good? Well, I'm glad you asked, Queen Mike. To cook good and look good is to use simple, fresh, locally sourced ingredients to create rich, nourishing, easy meals. To be cerebral and confident while you cut costs. Go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Queenie Jones, and turn on that notification bell because I post content every week on my channel. The first 100 people to subscribe, like, and comment hashtag Queenie Jones, hashtag cook good and look good on 5 of my videos will be a part of my exclusive VIP member club. And for more info on my VIP member club, go ahead and follow me on IG where I keep all my behind the scenes content and let you know where I'm actually sourcing some of my ingredients, some of my finest, and where you can understand how you can be the finest. Go ahead, you are officially locked in as a queen might. Follow, like, comment, and subscribe. Bye! Boston Bossy, you finally saw the Gordon Grams video with the greens.
I thought I was going to hate it way more. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it. Because a lot of people don't even be putting no smoke meat in their greens. They are like amateur to medium level cooks. They're just seasoning it up, cut it up in big chunks. This person cut them up the right way. He seasoned them up like he watched a video. And he could just use some more actual dry seasonings, but I respect the meat in there. And he cleaned it with vinegar and water before cooking it, softening and tenderizing it while keeping it clean. Mm-hmm.
Now, I will let you know that, okay, fine, I respect your opinion, but this is where I have an issue with.
why Gordon Ramsay was like, he put his foot in it. His procedure, I think sometimes Gordon Ramsay cares about technique and procedure more than he cares about flavor.
I don't think it's that, but flavor is something easy to add on. It's hard to get people to cook meat properly, you know.
I respect him. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I just, again, from just what I can tell, he's the type of chef that is a very talented chef, but what he gives off sometimes is that it's about, again, procedure and technique.
That's I agree. Like this, I agree 100%. Because it is. I agree.
But I respect, you know, his TikTok, because his TikTok would be busting. I just like being able to see his TikTok and know that, like, dang, Gordon Ramsay is busy out here in these streets. He is the Nick Cannon of the chef world.
True.
So, R.I.P. True. Zen. I just wanted to say that.
R.I.P. Zen. Oh, little papa.
In two ways, blessed be. All right. Now, this is what's been going on for me. Now, I usually talk and ask Boston by Sia, how's live streaming going? She'll 100% tell me what it is. But I wanted to let y'all know what's going on with YouTube for me. Because I always be like, no, I'm going to hold it in. This is me being assertive, y'all. YouTube for me right now is about actually getting some upgrades. Guess what I found out? You can't have a 6th generation pass this year. So besides YouTube and, you know, upgrading my phone or my, you know, equipment, because getting an actual camera at this point is obsolete, I 100% know that for y'all to get the best conception, the best content, the best food content, you're going to need a better phone or whatever. And that's a lot for me because I'm a technology, I'm an old person, so I'm from the dark ages when it comes to technology. I'd be fine if we just still used harps as entertainment. Yeah, I said harps and drums and music. That's just me. But
I like that idea.
I also know what it is if I actually want to teach people how to cook good and look good. It's all about showing y'all what it is. And
it's all about being vulnerable and...
I started on Android. I did. I did. Once upon a time, not long ago, I had an Android. And I was using it. Yeah. And it was glitching and shit. I was still using it. And then I upgraded to this 6. So, it's time. And then, what else, honey? 2021 wrap-up, baby. So, we about to do this last couple videos where it's like, oh my gosh, she was thinking about us. It's the end of the year. We're going to get you into some food content and some black love and family-listic things. So stay tuned. Thank you to all the new followers. I see y'all. The TikTok is popping. The stories be on it. Y'all liking my content. And I get it. Y'all just like me to be funny, motivational, and cute, and cook good and look good. That's it. That's all you want to do.
Cook good and look good.
Now we're going to flip it over to Boston Boss.
Because we wasn't able to get back on Beagle before the end of the year.
That she said her life was like Lemony Snicket's before.
It's some Lemony Snicket's vibes. But we'll come back in January. You know what I'm saying? We feel bad to let the viewers down, but we wanted to be transparent and honest. Call it our New Year's
resolution? I got you, friend. For the first time, I say the word right.
Appreciate you, friend, on the black hand side. See me over there. What's the black hand side? You not black, then, if you don't.
And that's all the type of sign languages we be using.
Only gang signs I'm throwing up are gang gang for my crew.
Okay, so now, if we ain't on Bigo, where we at?
We at Up Live. You know, we stayed at Up Live through it all. The Up Live ID is Boston Bossy. B-O-S-T-O-N Bossy, B-O-S-S-Y. Yep.
Okay, now, before we go up out of here, Bossy, how do you feel about making TikTok content?
I love it. I think it's like a different platform that you get to just show your personality without saying too much and being verbally abused, because it's like you can just go to a different TikTok with somebody acting up.
Yeah.
TikTok. It's way more chill and relaxed.
Yeah, the vibe of this. I think
they're really about to become a contender out there in the world of live streaming. So we better get ready.
Oh, that they is, because you can get gifted on TikTok right now. So mm-hmm. one major thing I wanted to say, because she said she's digging the content and she's liking the experience. I finally patented the oregano recipe. So all this time I was talking to y'all, guess what I did? I actually made myself an oregano infused coconut oil. And baby girl, it's got me lit. Now, did I have to use a lot of oregano? Yes. But stay tuned for the recipe, because, you know, you deserve to know. And I think it would be great. And we had to figure out how we were going to get that content up there without breaking stipulations, because we're going to have that page for a long, long, long time. You heard me? Bye!